Where's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's April 1st, 2007, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, our old friend Elgard wants to know, how exactly does a person's soul shatter when still in the body? Isn't this something that happens when they finally leave it and have no protection?
No, Elgard. What I am talking about happens quite often with homosexuals and lesbians, more with lesbians than homosexuals. But the act that they do literally tears the soul apart. Time and time again that they do this, it damages the soul more and more. And finally, the soul loses its continuity. It's broke up inside the body, and it is just floating around. It still functions. It still gives the body power, and it still keeps the body alive, but the soul is really already dead. It's already fragmented and in pieces, and the minute that person dies, it scatters and is gone, and that person is dead forever. This is what we're talking about, Elgard. This can also happen with people that hate extremely, like fundamentalists and people like that, that live in hate and greed and lust and want only to kill and destroy. Their souls become fragmented too, and they are the living dead. They're walking around, they're still breathing, they're still talking, but they're dead. This is what's happened to a lot of the insurrectionists in Iraq. They're the walking dead. They're waiting to die forever. This is sad, but you cannot tell these people, and the only hope they have is to find a Lord of Light and have that Lord of Light help them, and perhaps that Lord of Light can save them, but even then, it's very rare that they can.
That's disgusting, Nazarene. Isn't that what happens to drug addicts, too?
Not exactly, Alora. Drugs can fragment the soul, but they do not separate it. They mix it all up and leave the person confused and disoriented for hundreds of years, but they don't very often destroy the soul.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. All our episodes of Here's Jesus are made on a compact computer by Hewlett Packard. We consider it a very fine instrument. It has done a tremendous amount of work in the year or more that we have owned it, and we worked the poor thing to death. And it is a very, very fine piece of equipment. We have had a little problem with their printers, but aside from that, this machine has done incredible work for us, and we highly recommend it.
We're back. Nazarene, our friend Lauren asked this question. Since we reported earlier that the Cyndi Lauper Gay Rights Tour should not be attended by Christians, Elton John is also doing his own concert tour. Since he has chosen to cross swords with other males, does that mean that anyone who goes to his concerts will be feeding creatures energy to fight against us? Will they also be marked and stopped at Heaven's Gate?
Cross swords, Lon? I haven't heard it put that way. I've heard it put a lot of ways, but never that way. No, as long as Elton is just performing. Now, if he goes out and says, I'm on a gay rights tour, and people that come should support gay rights, and part of my proceeds will go to the gay rights movement, then it is a problem. But if he's just on a tour, if he's just singing, if he's just performing as a performer and not as a homosexual, no, there would be no great problem. Performers that are homosexuals and lesbians can perform. It's all right for people to go to the shows, as long as they're not performing for the precise purpose of supporting homosexuality or lesbianism, then it's okay for people to go to the shows. The reason that these performances are a problem is they're going out deliberately to support homosexuality and lesbianism, and they're raising power to fight me with. They're going out there to raise power to do battle with me and destroy my people. And that's why it's a problem. If Elton isn't doing this, it's just fine.
That's good news, Nazarene. Even though he's sick, he has some great songs there.
There's an old expression, Alora, that there's a fine line between insanity and genius. I think with Elton, that's well proven.
We'll be back again.